This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Matthew Rosenberg is a Pulitzer Prize-winning national security correspondent for the New York Times. In multiple meetings with one of our undercover journalists, Rosenberg reveals a lot about the inner workings and inner turmoil at the Times. For starters, he doesn't hesitate to undermine his own paper's coverage of the events that took place in our nation's capital on January 6, 2021, and chides corporate media's reaction, or in his own words, overreaction.
Like, you can tell how much fun we had in January.
Oh, that's great. Are you allowed to have that much fun on January 6th? Or
just
every morning?
I'm so you're traumatized.
As James O'Keefe said, that was Matthew Rosenbaum, Pulitzer Prize winning journalist at the New York Times. And this interview it's shocking, but it isn't shocking to me. This interview is par for the course. This guy has credibility as a writer, and you know what he is? He's a fiction writer. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You've heard me say this many times, and I've chided leftists to say, you got to wake up. It's a simple question. Have you ever asked yourself, what if I'm wrong? See, on this program, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, I ask myself that every time I open my mouth. What if I'm wrong? Why? Because it sucks being wrong. So if you're going to propose something, if you're going to put an idea out there, you have to be prepared for somebody to come over the top and go, you have no knowledge of this. The other day I told you guys I called a friend of mine who is a 4-star general. Why? I don't know enough about Russia to tell you guys good, bad, or indifferent. I wanted somebody who understood it. So I talked to a guy who was born in 1954. Long before I was. I talked to a guy who spent his entire adulthood until he retired in the military, understanding the Cold War, everything leading up to it. Why? Because I don't know the answers. I told you guys, here's what I do know. I know that we should be evolved enough as a nation, as a country, as a world rather, to not want to invade another country. But I also know that if I were in charge of a country and I felt threatened, I would probably act. So I'm speaking on behalf of Putin. As far as Ukraine goes, I'm speaking on behalf of them. They shouldn't be invaded, but Russia needs to protect itself. And then there's a whole thing of history. I'm talking about what I just told you wouldn't fill a thimble in terms of what's going on in that region of the world. And no offense to you, you don't know it either. Even if you studied Russian history in college, you don't know it. Unless you live there and you are going through it, you don't know it. So what he did, Buzz did, is he said, well, Kevin, you got to go. This goes back beyond Catherine the Great. And I'm like, who? Who? And he goes, actually, it's before that. He goes, it's Catherine the Great. It's before that. And he gives me this historical perspective of when the Vikings landed in that area of the world and called it Rus, and it became Russia. And then all the acquisitions occurred under Stalin and various other people. And that's what built the Soviet Union and their ideology and how ruthless and cruel they were. This guy could have, I was just sitting there like a little kid in class. Tell me more, professor. And I would ask him questions that I thought were like, okay, well, great. So that's all the case. Give me, why would Russia want to allow NATO to do this? He says NATO is a defensive organization. We don't go to war. He goes, you know what it takes to get NATO to go to war? He goes, it's defensive. And he went on to explain it. And after he explained it, I said to myself, I get why people should be against Russia. He explained Putin. He knew more about Putin than anybody I know. Why would he know? This guy sat on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. This is why. So, when I don't know something, I go and I research it. But here's what I said to you guys. I said, look, honestly, I don't know whose side of this we should be on. I don't know what the United States' interest should be. And he just said, the people of Ukraine are divided between the East and the West. The East is in love with Russia. They are okay with the way it was. The West are looking West. They want all the things that we have and we do. They want that freedom. They want access to American and European products. They see our way of life as the way they want to be. This is just going back to like when it was East and West Germany. West Germany was vibrant and civilized and East Germany was like on lockdown. He goes, and it's similar to that. And that's all they want is access. He says, but they don't want to give it because what we have is too alluring, at least it used to be. Let's go back to Matthew Rosenbaum. Pulitzer Prize winner. Why am I telling you this? Pulitzer Prize winner at the New York Times. Do I need to say more? Why don't I just tell you he's a magna cum laude graduate of Harvard? See, we put this thing. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner. That elevates him above his other writers. Or it should. But you know what this guy does? He creates fiction. And what O'Keefe and those guys at Project Veritas had in just the first conversation with this guy was they proved that January 6th was a ruse. You know what this guy goes on to say? You can't hear it, but you have to read it as O'Keefe has the commentary. But he essentially says it was overdone by the left, completely blown out of proportion. No threat to anybody. People coming back in, oh, it was traumatizing. He was like, y'all, shut up. Internal to the New York Times, they were like, be quiet. There was nothing. There was no threat. But all these journalists, and I use my finger quotes, would come in, it was a thing. It was so bad. And essentially, it was made up. All the stories surrounding it, made up. And he admits it. See, let me explain something to you, to the left listening and to the vax Nazis and all the other people that want to believe what they're told. I'm telling you, these guys create news. They manufacture it. They are paid to manufacture news to fit a narrative. Not to inform you, not to have you make the discerning view of what you think it is going on and comparing it to the world around you and using your own common sense and observations. No, they create it. That's the story. Voter fraud, the election fraud of 2020, all of it created. Today, we will uncover more lies, but here's the thing. You're not going to learn anything new. You're just going to get validation of what you already know.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
Hey,
group?
Pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats have lied about everything. Democrats lied about Trump. Democrats tried to prevent Trump from becoming president. Democrats plotted against Trump and eventually overthrew him in a coup in the big cheat. I'm giving you truths here, people. Pay attention. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I could go on. Democrats have lied to your face. They've lied to you about Wu flu. They've lied to you about tax policies. They've lied to you about global climate farce. They've lied to you about everything. And they want you, they want to be believed. They want more money. They've lied to you about race relations in this country. They've lied to you about what they want to teach your kids. They've lied to you about what they have planned for you as to who's going to have control of you, life and death. They've lied to you about whether or not you are responsible for your children or your children of the state. And I could go on. They have lied to you about everything, and they will continue to lie to you. Project Veritas is one of the many organizations that goes out and they show, show you the dirty underbelly of politics. God bless them. And O'Keefe is smart. He gets, you know, beautiful women, beautiful, you know, guys. And then he gets these people to talk because they want, you know, it's human nature to want to brag about what you're doing. And they got a, he's got Matthew Rosenbaum, a Pulitzer Prize winning reporter from the New York Times, admitting that he makes up news. It's the narrative. And you know what else? He goes on, he identifies all the problems with the New York Times. You know what he says? He says there's a small group of blacks that are very vocal in the New York Times, and people are just taking a path of least resistance. They don't want to confront these young blacks. Why? Because they don't want to be called racist. They want to appear woke. And he goes, it's the prevailing way right now in the New York Times to just go with the flow. These are his words. You can watch the full video. Project Veritas. Go with the flow. So that's what he does. That's what people do. Let me ask you, do you go with the flow? If you're at a company and somebody brings up a quote topic of politics, do you go with the flow? Do you stand up for Trump? Do you stand up for the conservatives? Do you call out Black Lives Matter, or do you go with the flow? You wonder how it happens? It happens because there are a certain population, a certain amount of the populace who say, you know what, it's easier to go with the flow. We people have become so afraid to speak the truth. Why? Oh, I could lose my job. I lost mine. I didn't go with the flow. I call the lying skanks what they are. My wife goes, you shouldn't, you ought to stop because it could backfire. It could be a long-term impact on us. As if I said, you know what? It'll need to backfire because I'm going to call a skank a skank. And that's not even that bad of a word. Believe me, there are much better words for the Kavanaugh accusers and the women that are like them. But I stood my ground, lost my job, lost my, you know, national platform, so to speak, been knocked down to a level, you know, through social media, etc. Fox News plotted against me in speaking engagements and all that. And you know what? I'm still doing the same thing. And if I got to start over, it's okay. You know, my friends always say, Kevin, you should be doing, you were going to be doing Dan Bongino's job. I go, yeah, I would be on TV as big as Dan Bongino had I gone with the flow. And I didn't. And I wouldn't. And if I had it to do all over again, I would do identically what I did. Because I'd rather stand on principle. And that's why I have a few people that really care about what I do and take care of me in that sense, because they say we need more principled people. And I like when Project Veritas goes out and exposes these people who will lie to your face. We know what Rosenbaum said. He essentially says, I created a story. I worked with the NSA and the CIA on Trump's P tape. We have the clip. Did we play that clip already? No. Anyway, here, I think you can discern this, but here's where he's talking about Trump and this story about being in Russia and the P tape.
Pulitzer Prize winning New York Times journalist Matthew Rosenberg describes to our undercover journalist how he would create ridiculous stories with government officials, no less, that go on to generate national coverage and outrage from the rest of the media.
We do not reveal sources.
Well, listen, I got to be very careful with this guy.
Oh, facts.
For this many months, yeah, and NSA, and about Trump, and about that ridiculous, like, P tape, which of course doesn't exist. Maybe it does. I mean, nobody's ever going to see it if it does. But it involved people claiming they had it, which, of course, they didn't. It was great.
Writing a story about a claim that Rosenberg knew was false.
Welcome back, everybody. I don't play the whole clip of Project Veritas because you can't hear it very well. But what Rosenbaum essentially says is that he worked with the CIA and the NSA. He says, I got to be very careful here because he doesn't want to reveal his sources. But he's essentially saying, you know, I got to be careful because these are the people that are leaking this. These are the people that are that act as if they have this information. But he goes, we've never seen it. We never saw the P tape. He goes, it doesn't exist. Nobody ever saw it. It was just somebody alluding to having it. That's all it took for the New York Times to run with a story that Donald Trump was hanging out with prostitutes in Russia, and there was a P tape. Now, let me just tell you what didn't pass the test for me when I heard it. Billionaire Donald Trump goes to Russia, hires prostitutes in Russia, so he can, you know, do whatever his little, the so-called sexual deviance, or whatever you define it. Maybe P tapes aren't that big of a deal. But here's the point. This is a billionaire who can travel with whomever he wants, that he can put inside of his circle of trust. He can build a wall around him that's relatively impenetrable, but he's going to go to Russia and say, hey, Vladimir, find me some prostitutes so I can have... Well, he wouldn't be speaking in a Russian accent, but you know what I'm saying. That's what Trump's going to do. A billionaire, right? A dude who goes there on business to do what he does. Let me tell you how billionaires work. Now, and none of my billionaire friends have I ever seen do this, but I've watched enough TV. Billionaires have the people that are in their circle. They aren't going out rolling the dice for the most part. They have women around them 24/7, those that are with them, those that want to be with them. They don't need to go somewhere and say, hey, listen, can you find me a pimp so I can find myself some prostitutes or some call girls? Now, look, I'm just giving you some common sense. How about you do this? Ask yourself what you would do if you were a billionaire. Do you think you'd have enough honeys around you? And if you're ladies, do you think you'd have enough hunky guys that you would have to go to Russia and pick up prostitutes and have them pee on you? I don't believe it. See, I suffer from this thing called common sense, that I know too much about it. Short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At the end of his press briefing at the White House, President Joe Biden warned Russian President Vladimir Putin against using chemical weapons in Ukraine.
I'm not going to speak about the intelligence, but Russia would pay a severe price if they use chemicals.
In the press briefing, President Biden also announced that the U.S. will downgrade its trade status with Russia as punishment for its invasion of Ukraine and also ban imports of Russian seafood, alcohol, and diamonds.
A powerful late winter storm combining rivers of moisture and frigid temperatures is expected to dump snow from the deep south all the way to the Canadian border over the weekend. Snowfall totals ranging from about 4 inches in northern parts of Alabama and Mississippi to about 13 inches in northern Maine could cause travel problems and power outages across a wide part of the eastern United States through early. The system is referred to by some as an ominous-sounding bomb cyclone. This is USA Radio News. Texas's high court effectively ended a challenge by clinics to a state law that banned most abortions in the state by ruling state officials, including those tasked with doctor licensing, have no role in enforcing the law. The Texas Supreme Court's decision came in a lawsuit against those officials by clinics suing over a law known as SB 8 that bans abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. It allows private citizens to sue anyone who performs and assists a woman in obtaining an abortion after cardiac activity is detected in the embryo. Suggests that nearly 19 million Americans plan to move because they can now work remotely. With the COVID-19 pandemic initially forcing many companies to allow employees to work remotely, 9.3% or 18.9 million of respondents in an Upwork survey said they plan to relocate. That is compared to 6.1% in October of 2020. Upwork has said 4.9 million people have already moved since 2020 because of their remote work. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yesterday, when we happened to tune in to a hearing of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Toria Nuland was testifying, so we were interested. Nuland's one of the people who brought us the Iraq War, never apologized for that, and kept getting promoted, because that's how D.C. works. Toria Nuland is now Joe Biden's Undersecretary of State in charge of Ukraine, and she knows a lot about Ukraine. In 2014, Toria Nuland engineered a coup in Ukraine in the name of democracy, of course. So she is a highly informed source about Ukraine. So she was having this colloquy with Senator Marco Rubio of Florida during her testimony. And at one point, Rubio took a tack that we were not expecting at all. He asked Nuland if Ukraine had biological weapons. We never imagined Ukraine would have biological weapons. Why would Ukraine have bioweapons? So it seemed like a pretty strange question. But it wasn't half as shocking as the answer he got. Watch what Toria Nuland said.
Does Ukraine have chemical or biological weapons?
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here at KevinJacksonNetwork.com talking about leftist liars, lying scumbags who, look, if we have some interest in Ukraine, fine. I don't know. Don't care. It's above my pay grade. But here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you lying. And now, let me just tell you, this big fat lie has made Putin be able to take the high road and say, you know what? This is the reason why I went into Ukraine. America is threatening me. They have a biolab at my border. Who knows what they could do? They could unleash a bioweapon into my country and ruin us. Glad you guys are with me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Russia's GDP is tiny. Russia doesn't do very much. They cannot be a world power. They really can't. What Russia has is muscle memory from when they were the entire Soviet Union and, you know, whatever. That's all gone. Do you even know? I don't think people really realize how small Russia is in terms of its impact on the economy, the world economy. Well, let me give you some numbers. Russia has a GDP that's $1.7 trillion. That's the amount of money that Joe Biden just asked Congress for. I think they're going to give him $1.4 trillion. He's going to spend more money than Russia's entire GDP, and it's going to get wasted. We spent $6 trillion on Wu flu. That's almost four times Russia's GDP on nonsense. We have the ability to throw money around like that, at least temporarily. Russia's GDP grew 2.3% last year. It's going to grow a lot more this year because Joe Biden is going to... Russia's going to have a field day. And I don't know if you know, but the population of Russia is 146 million people. Well under half that of the United States. Now, Ukraine's going to give them 46 million more. But I'm just putting it into perspective as it looks today. But let's go back to what this lady verified. Toria Nguyen, State Department Undersecretary of State for Ukraine, who, as Tucker mentioned, engineered a coup back in 2014 of the country. She validated what other people were saying. And like I said, I don't know what else Russia has on us. But this that just got dropped in the lap of Putin is huge. And only a fool would see it otherwise, because Putin didn't have the high road. You go in and you invade. You don't have the high road. I mentioned the other day he invaded Crimea. The world turned a look away because the way that the deal was structured when he gave Crimea to Ukraine, it wasn't a gift. It was during the Stalin period where they said Stalin was drunk when he did it. It was still technically part of Russia. So nobody could really argue that. And to be honest with you, you can't even, if we're being truthful, you can't fault Obama for saying, nah, I'm not going to worry about that. The invasion of Ukraine was Russia saying, no, we're going to keep our seaports, our military. This is a strategic military thing for Russia, not Ukraine. And, you know, and not to mention, Crimea was practically all Russian to begin with. It was infiltrated by people who have the Soviet mentality. It's not the case with all of Ukraine. So I'll give Obama a pass, even though I give him grief about it. I understand the geopolitical underpinnings of it. But Ukraine's different. And it adds a lot more to Russia. I don't know what Ukraine's GDP is. We'd have to look it up. You guys want to look that up? Fine. But it'll give a boost to Russia. And it certainly gives him a lot what's the word I'm looking for? He's got a lot more clout now. Because we're talking about feeding the world. And we're not gonna eat that food. Trust me, China will take Russian wheat and corn and whatever else. They will take it. And now what do we get? We're funding secret biolabs in Ukraine, which could be in violation of the Geneva Convention, because technically, depending on what it is, we're not supposed to be working it. You know, if it's a bioweapon, a weapon, we can't work on it. If it's for medical research, you could get away with it. But then the question becomes, why would you want to work with medical research in Ukraine? Why would you be working with the Ukrainian government for that? There are so many better places for that. Let me just kind of lead you to the conclusion here, folks. We were working on a bioweapon. We were working on something that was meant to disrupt what was going on in Russia. Why? Because they've made Putin the enemy. So we not only funded this, Joe Biden goaded Putin, dared him and double dared him and then triple dared him to go in. He's going to go in. I know he's going to go in. And even knowing this, Joey Demento didn't say, let's make sure we get rid of this program. Look, I'm not telling you to hide it from the world, but I'm just telling you how stupid he is. He doesn't hide it. So what he does is he comes out with this misinformation campaign of which he blames Russia. Here, let me tell you how bad this is. Let me just, because I got a different thought, a way to explain this. He wants us to believe Russia's bad, that they give us misinformation, that they're lying all the time, they're making up conspiracy theories, they're trying to overthrow our government and overthrow our elections. And then you learn this. You learn that we have the lab. We put out all the misinformation. We gathered up all the troops to back the lie. And then Russia goes, no, no, no. We have proof. This is where we are. And the government wants us to believe them. Fauci says, believe him. Hey, if you get the vaccine is going to make it to where you're never going to get the disease, even though you will get the disease. But here's the thing. If you get the disease, then it's going to be less. Yeah, because we have the studies and the science to back this up. Now, if you get the disease and it isn't less and you end up in the hospital, well, your hospital stay will be less, because if you get the disease that you shouldn't get anyway and you go to the hospital, it will be less. But if it turns out that it is more, well, then guess what? It won't be as long as it would have been had you not gotten the shot. So, for all intents and purposes, you're never going to get sick the way we define it here based on the science. Got it. Oh, my gosh, man. These people are... It's crazy. Think about any of the logic that... Okay, let's go back to the logic of oil. I keep asking, where are the green weenies? Where are the people talking about all the... Here's a Psaki. Well, all this shows that we should be moving faster towards green energy, green energy, green energy. Hey, Psaki, what is it you're going to ship overseas right now? Huh? LNG? Liquid natural gas. Why? You know why. There's no green energy to ship. What have you done? You going to ship some Tesla batteries? What are you shipping? What do you think the Europeans are waiting for? You don't think they have wind over there and sunlight and hydro and nuclear or whatever else? You're shipping petroleum-based products for a reason. They work. But does the Biden administration come out and admit it and say, you know what, guys, we could have done a better job and not forcing this on people, et cetera? You think the Biden administration is going to admit we could have done a better job but not forcing vaccinations on people, shutting down our economy? We could have done a better job of working with Russia to understand what's going on in the international. Joe Biden is supposed to be the best diplomat ever, right? Donald Trump was the guy who's going to start a war. Where are we? Joe Biden giving the Russians the moral high ground to say, this is why we went in. And despite the killing of women and children or bombing of orphanages or whatever, Putin has the high ground.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We honestly can't do this segment justice because it would take at least an hour to go through all of this stuff directly. But Just the News did a story about voter cheating, voter fraud. And here's what the title is. Ballot Bombshells, 20 episodes exposing fraud and illegalities in various voting. And here's how it begins. After the 2020 election ended with President Trump's defeat, the Federal Cybersecurity Agency declared it was a perfectly secured vote. Months later, federal prosecutors admitted two Iranian nationals hacked into a state's database and stole identities of 100,000 voters in an effort to influence the election. Likewise, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers declared it was outrageous to think his state's 2020 election needed to be investigated. Now, two separate courts have concluded that state election regulators illegally changed rules, allowing tens of thousands to cast ballots in an unlawful manner. and that probe's Evers so stubbornly resisted just provided evidence of fraudulent vote collecting operations that exploited vulnerable residents in nursing homes. Georgia's election chief similarly expressed his confidence to this day in his state's declaration that Joe Biden won in 2020, but he now admits the state's largest county ran a vote counting operation so dysfunctional that the state may take over the county. He's also launched a probe into potential illegal harvesting of ballots that he says may result in prosecutions. In Arizona, one of the first states to move to no-excuse mail-in voting years ago, has now begun an urgent effort to return to traditional in-person voting with paper ballots after investigations called into question more than 50,000 ballots cast in November 2020 and tens of thousands more verification signatures. For more than a year, Democrats and their allies in the corporate media have decried what they call the big lie that America's 2020 election was flawed or stolen. But almost weekly now, revelations are emerging that the election was, in fact, marred by illegalities, irregularities, mismanagement, leaving a nation increasingly doubting the reliability of the election system. Let me tell you, if you have any belief in our election system up to this point, you're an idiot. We got cheated. And look, I'm going to give you verifiable proof here, and I'm running through this quickly because this should take 2 hours to go through all of this. Anyway, they go, they on to say, we have a lot of work to do, former Ohio Secretary of State Ken Blackwell told Just the News on Wednesday. And so I never sugarcoat this because there's substantial voter dissatisfaction with the lack of security of our ballots. And they are very concerned that folks who are voting are folks who are not eligible to vote. And so you can't have a system where illegal ballots negate the casting of legal ballots. Says the election results almost certainly won't be reversed, no matter how widespread the calls for decertification grow. But the opportunity to take the many failures of the last election seriously and to improve Americans' confidence in voting in the 2022 and 2024 elections loom large. And this is where I keep coming back to you guys to say what they did in 2016 and 2020 was meant to demoralize you. 2016 shocked the heck out of you. It shocked them. So Trump wins. 2020, they said, we will put in safeguards to make sure he doesn't win. That's why there was this giant sucking sound that was the ocean receding. And we didn't realize a tsunami that was going to come back in. We kept playing on the beach because we watched Trump and we said there is no statistical way Joe Biden can beat him. Yeah, but he got pencil whipped. So we are where we are. But now the Democrats screwed the pooch because what they want us to believe now is that they can. I mean, if they carry 2022 in the midterms, it will be, I mean, I can't even tell you the anarchy that would occur. Joe Biden has been a disaster. And as it looms closer, the only reason why I would want to speed things up, because I don't need to get closer to my death, but the only reason why I want to speed things up is I don't want to give them time to recover. In any way, even perceptual, you know, conceptually or from people's perception. I don't want people to believe that Joe Biden did this or did it because they're going to spin it. Anyway, they said at this point, there's no downside to cheating in Wisconsin when you have a governor that's shutting down a lot of the things that we've thought in the past as Republicans and Democrats that would make a fair and transparent election. And this is what a Wisconsin state rep said. But let me just go into real quickly the 20 things that they said are over the 15 months. And they've got substantiated links to all of this. Now, I mentioned the foreign intrusion. Two Iranian nationals successfully hacked into a state's election system, stole 100,000 voter registrations, used the data to carry out a cyber intimidation campaign that targeted GOP members of Congress, Trump campaign officials, and Democratic voters in the November 2020 election in one of the largest foreign intrusions in the U.S. election history. It was a coordinated conspiracy of Iranian hackers. Documented, folks. Bribery. Former state Supreme Court justice appointed by the Wisconsin legislature to invest the 2020 election concluded that millions of dollars in donations to election administrators and five Democrat-heavy municipalities from the Mark Zuckerberg-funded Center for Tech and Civic Life violated state anti-bribery laws and corrupted election practices by turning public election authorities into liberal get-out-the-vote activists. And it goes on to talk about it. And I don't have time to go into detail because I got to get through these. Illegal ballot harvesting in Wisconsin. Gableman, this is the guy who did the study, Justice Michael Gableman, exposed an extensive vote collection operation known as voter ballot harvesting in nursing homes, which third-party activists illegally collected the ballots of vulnerable residents, some of whom lacked the mental or physical capacity to vote and were forbidden from voting by guardianship agreements. Ballot harvesting in the Peach State of Georgia. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced he had opened a criminal investigation into allegations that liberal activists engaged in illegal ballot harvesting. It's happened everywhere, folks. Everything I'm telling you is what went on to cheat in this election. And here's the thing. Democrats want to pretend it didn't happen. They want you to believe that your guy, think about the psychology of you knowing Trump was going to win and then it just getting ripped out from under you. He legitimately won. Did you cheat? Would you have done anything to get Trump elected? I can answer for myself. I wouldn't. I voted for Trump once because I believed in him. I wouldn't go from state to state. I wouldn't look to violate any election laws by doing something illegal. He got my legitimate vote the same way he got yours, and he got 75 million others. And by the way, the rug got pulled up from under Hillary because she had been told, we got it. Don't worry about it. The Hillary Clinton election, even though it wasn't close in the outcome, it was far worse for her. Far worse. Hillary Clinton, like Joe Biden, couldn't get 25 people at a rally. Nobody cared about her. She was relying on this system. When it didn't work, they made sure it would in 2020. End of story. And anybody that wants us to believe otherwise is trying to run game on you. And I go back to what I said earlier. If somebody is trying to tell you that Donald Trump should be replaced, you're talking to a leftist. You're talking to people that either have bought the Kool-Aid, drinking the Kool-Aid of the leftists, or they're a leftist. There is no reason to replace a guy who has done the job that Trump deserved 2 terms if any president did. There's nobody that convinced me otherwise. And I'm not saying it because I like the dude. I couldn't care less. He deserved 2 terms. And they did everything they could to stop him. Bad voter signatures. Review of Maricopa County's mail-in ballots. They estimate more than 200,000 ballots with signatures that did not match voter files were counted without being reviewed. 50,000, this is number six, 50,000 Arizona ballots called into question. More than 50,000, including voters who cast ballots from residences they had left. The tally is nearly 5 times the margin of Joe Biden's victory in the state. Illegal ballot drop boxes. Dinesh D'Souza is making a thing, a movie called 2,000 Mules. They said a Wisconsin judge has ruled the widespread use of ballot drop boxes in 2020 was unlawful. They can't be used in future elections beginning in April. They would send these people there. They'd go take hundreds of ballots, take a picture of themselves delivering them. Why would you do that? The drop box is for one ballot. They show people delivering dozens, if not hundreds, and then documenting. Why would you do it? Look, I'm not going to get through all these. It's just too many. I told you we could delve into each of these individually and have some fun with the topic. But what I will tell you is if you go to Just the News, you'll find out this election was stolen, unquestionably.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.